Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts now and always be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today's gospel reading is a familiar and a unique story from Luke about a person named Zacchaeus. This is a classic children's story. If you grew up in church, there is a strong possibility that you sang a little song about this person when you were a child. This story shows how a person's personal encounter with Jesus leaves him forever changed. Jesus was on his way to Jericho, a town that is far above sea level by the Jordan River. Jericho was a very important center for commerce, the main hub for all trade routes from Jerusalem. It was a historic city. Jews had established a presence in the city, but Rome was oppressively ruling over the Jewish community. Jews were forced to pay taxes. Tax collectors were the most unpopular people, as they were making themselves rich by taking more from the fellow Jews. In today's story, we learn about a character named Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus has climbed the ladder to be a chief tax collector. That means he had a lot of other tax collectors working under him. He had to charge extra from people so he can send what he needs to send to Rome and keep the rest to himself. He was very rich. Being a tax collector wouldn't have been an easy job. Everyone in the town hated him. He wasn't a popular person in the crowd. Overall, Luke in his entire gospel is concerned about the matters of wealth and simultaneously the treatment of those who have been rejected by the society. Last week we heard from Peter speaking to us about the rich young ruler. When asked to give away all he had, departs Jesus in sadness. Then Jesus declared, "How hard is it for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God?" But in today's story, it is contrast. We find Zacchaeus, a rich man, who is willing to receive Jesus and promises to give half of his wealth to the poor, fourfold any amount of money he may have defrauded. Unto him, Jesus announces, the impossible has taken place. Today, salvation has come to this house. Let's look at this story more carefully to understand how his life changed forever. Zacchaeus was a Jew, and we learn from verse 10 that he was a son of Abraham. I assume perhaps he learned all the Jewish traditions when he was growing up, but now he had compromised his integrity, values, and morals because everyone around him is doing it anyway. Sometimes we may find ourselves in a situation or circumstances that we never intended to be. If we are here today finding ourselves in an environment, there is hope, because Jesus met Zacchaeus where he was in his situation, and God is able to meet us today. Something motivated Zacchaeus to see who Jesus was. So we read, he climbed up the sycamore tree to see Jesus. There were some obstacles that he had to overcome in order to see Jesus, because he was short in stature. He had physical limitations. He couldn't see Jesus over the crowd, but he had a great desire to see him. He wanted it so much that he was willing to climb a tree to get a glimpse. That in itself is a demeaning act. But God works in mysterious ways. This was the defining moment in Zacchaeus' life. Jesus' encounter with Zacchaeus is something very unique, because a lot of stories we read in Luke, it's the lame, the blind, or the person possessed with evil spirit crying out for help. But here, Jesus is the first one to speak to Zacchaeus. Jesus stops when he approached the tree, looks up, and asks to come down immediately. "I must stay at your house today." Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he is about to die on the cross, but he still had time to stop by and show grace on Zacchaeus. God cares about us. "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not the results of works, so that you may boast," as we read in Ephesians 2:8-9. God has the ability to change people's heart, whom we have completely written off as hopeless. Never give up. Continue to pray for those who have not accepted Christ, or strayed away, or fallen into addiction of any sort. God rescued Zacchaeus. That means our friends and families too. As soon as the crowd heard that Jesus invited himself to stay at Zacchaeus' house, they began to grumble. Zacchaeus was viewed as a corrupt tax collector who ripped many people for money. When I was growing up in India, certain groups of people were treated as untouchables because of their social status in the society. They lived in a faraway village. They did jobs that no one from the city would take up. In schools, their children would be asked to sit on the floor and others on the bench or a chair. We should never give into such social pressure to avoid these people, because God loves them too, and they are to hear the good news of Christ in their lives. Sadly, the world that we live in is often assigns value to a person based on their social standing. Jesus saw Zacchaeus behind the position he had and wanted to build a relationship with him. Jesus made it so personal. He goes to Zacchaeus' house. He didn't say to Zacchaeus to return the money so that I will come to your house. Jesus invited him. That invitation changed his heart, and the external change was a result of what changed in his life. Zacchaeus wanted to make things right, so he said to the Lord, "Look, half of my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back 4 times as much." Zacchaeus' life has been transformed. In his entire life, he had been getting, but after his encounter with Jesus, he starts to give. And truly, so if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Are we stuck in the past, unable to be freed from it? The salvation Christ offers is still available today. Can we allow God to free us just as Zacchaeus was freed? I read an article. In the middle of 19th century, major portions of the United States were infected with slavery. The story is told that on one occasion, when he heard about a slave auction nearby, a young lawyer named Abraham Lincoln went to observe what transpired at those events. When he arrived, he saw black Americans chained like cattle, auctioned off to the highest bidder. Eventually, a young woman was brought to the block, and the bidding began. Lincoln put in a bid which was countered by another. He bid higher and was counted again. Finally, he outbid all the others, and the auctioner proclaimed, "Sold." Then the slave trader brought the young woman off the block and set her at Lincoln's feet. He reached down, unlocked her chains, and said, "Now you are free." She looked at him with a quizzical look and asked, "What does it mean to be free?" And Lincoln responded, "It means that you can think anything you want, you can say anything you want, you can go anywhere you want." The reality of her newfound freedom began to sink in, and with the tears trembling down her cheeks, she said, "Then I will go with you." That is what Jesus wants to do with us. He wants to free us from all that bounds us from getting closer to God. "Listen, I'm standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come into you, eat with you, and you with me," as we read in Revelation 3:20. Just as Christ invited Lazarus to come out of the tomb of death, just as he invited Zacchaeus to come down, he is inviting us today to come to him. It is never too late. We can begin again. We read in scripture who are unlikely converts. Abraham lied. Jacob cheated. Moses murdered. David was an adulterer. Peter, a coward. Nicodemus, the proud religious leader. Despite their shortcomings, God used them to lead, rule, and serve the people of God. Let's think, what is our story? What has God done in our lives? How does God influence our actions, our thoughts, and the way that we live our lives, interacting with family and those that we work with? God is welcoming us and offering us salvation regardless of what has happened in the past or where we are at this moment. God's invitation is open to all. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost. Amen.